Okay, 998.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with TriMet for transit police services.
Okay, I know there's a proposed amendment here, and Assistant Chief Modica is coming up to discuss this with us. Good morning.
Morning, Mayor. I also have a staff member from TriMet, the Director of Safety and Security, Mr. Harry Saporta, who could join me up here as well.
Oh, good. Yeah, please. Come on up, Harry. Okay, there were some council questions about this last week. There's a proposed amendment. So walk us through this, please.
All right, good morning. And yes, we returned to the table. We had an opportunity to answer the questions presented to us by Commissioner Fritz. And we put work into making sure that there was some binding language in the ordinance about the priorities of transit policing and the law enforcement services provided to TriMet. Commissioner, did you want to?
Fritz, do you have some questions? Do you have some issues you want to discuss? And I do think we need to act on the amendment.
Right. I really appreciate meeting with both TriMet and Chief Modica. My concerns are still present. However, what we've compromised on in the ordinance today is two amendments to state that the main priority of the TriMet Transit Police Division is not enforcement of fare requirements, but to provide safety and security services for the TriMet system. And then number four in the findings, TriMet established the Transit Equity Advisory Committee in 2013 to provide input and guidance to the TriMet General Manager on fairness and equity considerations. The Transit Equity Advisory Committee is composed of representatives from communities of color, OPA. What's OPA?
It's the OPAL is the
OPAL.
That's supposed
it's
to OPAL. Be OPAL then,
yes.
So I amend that to OPAL. Environmental Justice, the Multnomah Youth Commission, NAYA, Native American Youth and Family Association, and other community leaders. The Transit Equity Advisory Committee is committed to consider impacts regarding race, economic status, houselessness, and fare enforcement. So I move the addition of those two findings.
Okay. Commissioner Fritz has moved items 3 and 4. Is there a second?
Second.
Further discussion, we'll put those on the table, take testimony. Roll call on accepting those amendments.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you very much for working with me. I understand that the Portland Police also have an advisory group that we could add more folks who are experiencing houselessness to help advise how you operate. And so I'm seeing a nod from the police commissioner that we can make that happen. I appreciate you working with me. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
I want to thank you, Commissioner Fritz, for focusing on this issue and working with the Police Bureau and TriMet. I think this amendment really captures the sense of the council and the concerns we heard from the community about what instructions we give to our public safety professionals about what the city's priorities are. And I think this captures this very well, and I suspect Assistant Chief Modica and his team will have no trouble following that policy. Aye.
Thank you.
Any concerns, any problems?
No, sir.
Thank you very much. Okay, we'll take testimony, and if there's anyone who wants to speak on the amendment, come on up. Good morning.
My name is Joe Walsh. We represent Individuals for Justice. We applaud those two amendments. Sound really good. Can we implement them? I don't know. It seems to me that there's a problem that we have vacancies in our police department. I heard 15. We're looking for 13 to 15 officers to fill different positions in our police department. I may be wrong on that because I'm relying on my memory. But I'm also concerned of the number of police officers we're sending to TriMet. That doesn't make sense to me. If we need officers, why are we sending people to TriMet? I don't like the basic idea of sending officers with guns to TriMet, because what are they doing They're investigating crime. How do they do that? They look. You know, I have never been approached by a police officer for TriMet or the bus. I've been riding them now for 10 years. Never been approached. Why is that? Because I'm white. It's because I'm old. I don't fit the profile. That's what goes on all the time. So these amendments are really good, Commissioner, and I applaud you for that. However, you have to have goodwill. You have to have these police officers say, look, you're there to prevent crime. Someone's selling drugs, bust them. Someone looks like they don't can't afford to get on a bus, leave them alone. That's not your job. Your job is to protect us and serve us. That's what you're supposed to be doing there, Mr. Police Officer. So stop screwing around with college kids that just walk. I saw a cop walk up to a college kid that just walked out of college and check her, and she was overdue. And I don't know what the result was because my bus came. That's not his job. So, again, we object to you sending your police officers to TriMet because I don't trust TriMet. I don't trust them.
Thank you. Morning.
Morning. King Bishop Stiles, man about town. I applaud the amendments. I really appreciate the safety aspect because I too have experienced, not personally myself, but have watched women, young men be harassed for either not having an ID and being under 17 or being 5 minutes over their ticket. I agree with Joe into the fact that there needs to be a focus on exactly what officers are to be up to, and that is to keep us safe and not to be harassed for not having an ID or being 5 minutes over our transfer ticket. I think that is a better use of all of our time and our money, and I really appreciate the work that you all are doing. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for coming. Anyone else? Okay, so we have an amended ordinance in front of us that we can now take action on. Let's do so, please. Roll call.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
I appreciate, Mayor, the additional time to consider this and your leadership of the Police Bureau. It is all about the implementation. I was both pleased and then further concerned in some of the conversations that I had regarding police enforcing things like people eating on the train and such. And I think that, as I mentioned last week, we should have a community conversation about how we fund TriMet and whether there's a place for at least those under 18 and other groups to be able to ride for without paying the fare, since the fare is such a small proportion of how we fund TriMet. But that's a different discussion for a different day. I appreciate the extra time on this. Aye.
Fish.
Commissioner Fritz, thanks for your amendments. Aye.
Hales.
You know, the Police Bureau is a chain of command organization. That's good and sometimes not so good. One of the good things about being a chain of command organization is that when this council, through me as police commissioner, gives the Bureau clear instructions and policy goals, they follow them and they try really hard to make those goals real. So when we said to this police bureau, we're serious about changing the way we deal with people experiencing mental illness, we're going to follow this Department of Justice settlement beyond the letter, they're working really hard at that, and they're making good changes. When we say equity is a priority, our chief and L. Weatheroy are focusing on equity in this bureau. And when we say, as we are here today, that the priority in our transit system is to keep people safe, not fare enforcement, they'll follow those instructions as well. And I appreciate us being clear about that. It is very important that people using the transit system be safe and feel safe. We have hundreds of thousands of people who get to work that way every day. And I have worked in the transit industry and seen what happens when the customers of a transit agency stop thinking the system is safe. And it is very difficult and expensive, not to mention painful, to recover from that low spot. We don't want to get there. So I think this is good policy that will keep a great transit system safe and accessible and a great ride for everybody. Thank you, Commissioner Fritz, for your amendments. Aye.